What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Just Get Her Drunk, Bro. So, I've been watching a lot of these PUAs coming into the manosphere recently, because here's the deal, guys. In 2022, there's a lot of desperate guys out there who are thirsty for female validation, for even an interaction with women. So what's happening is that a lot of these PUAs now are coming into the manosphere saying, oh, you want to get to meet a woman? Pay me $5,000, come hang out with me in Las Vegas, and I'll have you go talk to women and stuff like that. Now, as you guys know, I drove cab in LA, actually not just 10 years ago, but as far back as 13 years ago. Believe it or not, this April it will be like 13 years ago when I started driving cab in LA. I drove cab in LA from 2009 to 2012. Then I came back and drove cab from like 2014 to 2015, and that was the end of my cab driving days. Obviously, I haven't driven cab in over 7 years. So when I started driving cab out in LA back in 2009, there was no Uber, there was no Tinder. And the only way for guys to get laid back in the day was to actually go to the pub or to the club, get a girl drunk, and then they would whisk her out the back door, they'd hail a cab, take her home, and then, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours later, they call up the cab company. Somebody like me will show up, and they'd be like, hey, cabbie, here's $20, make sure my girl gets home safely, and that's code for don't ever tell this girl who I am and where I picked her up from, or how, or even the fact that I do exist. You see, guys, back in the day, okay, before Tinder, before Uber, okay, drunk woman were the way to go. Now, when I started to drive cab, before I started to drive cab in LA, believe it or not, I actually had to take an exam to drive cab. Yes, there is a exam for you to drive cab. You know, you don't have to take any sort of competency test to be president of America, but you need one to be a cab driver, believe it or not. So one of the many, many questions I had on this cab driving test, multiple questions and answers, was, and I still remember it, even though it's been exactly 13 years ago, I still remember it to this very day. One of the questions was, what's the number one thing a person loses when they become intoxicated? And the three possible choices were speech, posture, meaning, you know, are they stumbling, or their judgment? And the correct answer was their judgment. So when a person gets intoxicated, their judgment is shot. And I can tell you, as a cab driver, with absolute certainty, that the people I met when they're drunk, and I pick them up the next day to take them to work, they're the total opposite of how I met them when they were drunk. You see, when guys get drunk, they put down their guard, they become more open, they talk a lot, you know, they become vulnerable because they get to expose themselves in many ways, okay? Because they're talking too much about themselves. kind of like, oh, this is how much I make, this is where I live, this is what I do. You know, it's like, listen, man, if a bad person wanted to fucking rob you right now, go into your house, rob you, they could do it. So this is why when people get drunk, their judgment goes, and then they open themselves up to being attacked via vulnerable methods, because again, their judgment is gone, and things they are not supposed to say, they say, and that puts them in vulnerable positions. Well, guess what? It's the same thing with women from a sexual perspective, you know? That girl that you see at 1 p.m. at Starbucks, she's a boss bitch. 12 hours later, you put some alcohol in her, and the bitch becomes a total slut. I mean, guys, I have seen women go home with guys way below their league. I've seen hotties go home with guys who make fucking Quasimodo look good. As you guys know, here in small town USA, I go to the local pub at night because that's the only place open after 10 o'clock. I don't drink alcohol. I drink St. Paul non-alcoholic beer. I work on MGTOW TV. And I've seen girls out there, out in the pub, make out with guys that Bigfoot would actually be more of a decent human being compared to them. So this just goes to show you guys, the best way to get a woman in bed is getting her drunk. Now understand, in no form or way am I telling anybody out here to slip your girl a little something something and then slip her out, you know, the back door and have your way with her, because that's immoral, it's illegal, and you should quite frankly be persecuted to the maximum extent of the law. Now, for the Indian guys out there who are watching this channel, I understand. So, what you guys need to understand when it comes to picking up women from bars is that you need to go to the, you need to go to, there's two types of places you can go to, okay, to pick out, to pick up women, okay? Now, here are the type of places you don't go to pick up women, alright? Now, as you guys know, I live in Boca Raton. We have a condo over there, so sometimes I stay in Boca Raton. Most of the time, I'm here in small town USA. In Boca Raton, there's a place called Meisner Park. Now, Meisner Park does have some nice bars and stuff like that. But you don't go to Meisner Park to pick up drunk chicks. And the reason behind it is that Meisner Park is a very, very rich place. So these women who go to Meisner Park, they're not there to get decked down. They're not there to drink their problems away. They are there to get beta males, simps, to wife them up and spend money on them. So this is what you guys out there have to keep in mind, is that not every bar is going to be a place where you can pick up drunk women from, okay? You have to look at the atmosphere. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Women are animals. As an animal, a woman is subject to her environment. Now, as you guys know, I, Amar Metwali, have traveled the world. I've been all over. Wherever I go, I don't care if I'm here in small town USA, in Santa Monica, in Phucoc, Vietnam, Hungary, Romania, Moldova, wherever I go in the world, I am the same person, okay? Because I'm a man. Men, we change the environment to benefit us. So we don't have to be subjected to the environment. We do not have to be at the will of the environment. Women, on the other hand, guys, they have to be at the will of the environment, because women cannot change the environment. You know, a woman can't change the environment any more than a freaking grizzly bear can change its environment. So when a woman is at a place like Meisner Park, you know, she has a lot of rich simps around, She's not there to get dicked down, okay? She's there to find a guy who's gonna put a ring on it. So, how to pick up drunk woman? There are two places to pick up drunk woman from, okay? Number one, go to the local dive bar. The small town USA where I'm at right now, it's a working class town. So a lot of women, they show up to the dive bar. They're there to drink their problems away. And when a woman is there to drink her problems away, a lot of time, guys, women are in the mood to get dicked down. You guys need to understand. If a woman is at a bar, if a woman is at a club, and she's not there to find herself a simp or a sugar daddy, you know, she's there to have a good time. She's there to get dicked down, okay? So, this is what you guys need to understand out there. A lot of you guys out there, you've never been to bars, you've never been to nightclubs. I know Scamarona still has restrictions. You know, here in Florida, we had no Scamarona restrictions at all. So I can go to the pub, I can go to the bar, I can go to the nightclub. Honestly, guys, I never been to a nightclub. I just don't like it. I'd rather go to a pub, you know, get a nice drink, work on MGTOW TV, be productive in there. You know, you can't be fucking productive at a freaking club. So I'm not a club person, okay? I'm a pub person as long as they let me stay there and work on the damn computer. That's really all I care about. So when you guys go to places like that, you have to look for women who are DTF, okay? DTF stands for down to fuck. As you guys know, I'm a big fan of fishing. In fact, as you guys can see, I have my fishing rod with me. I'm actually at the beach. Unfortunately, high tide is now, but it's way too hot to catch any fish, you know? The best time to catch fish, high tide in the morning or high tide in the afternoon. Right now, guys, it's fucking 1 o'clock Florida time. It's, you know, 90 degrees, even though it's fucking winter. It's fucking 90 degrees. You ain't gonna catch no fish right now. I'll just be wasting my time, which is why I'm gonna tell you this, okay? See, women are a lot like fish, okay? You know how you catch fish? The fish have to be there, and they have to be hungry, okay? If the fish ain't there, you're wasting your time. If the fish are there, but they're not hungry, you are wasting your time, okay? The video is getting hot. Damn it. See, this is the thing about Florida, guys. It's way too hot. I'm hoping the camera doesn't fucking, what the hell is that? Oh, yeah, it's the cane over there. Okay, this is fine. Yeah, it's not even March, and it's already 90 degrees out there in Florida, right? Yet other parts of the country, it's like sub-zero, and they're dying of freeze and shit like that. Should I move the car, or should I not move the car? You know what, let me move the car, guys, because otherwise this camera might go bad on us. Because the sun is right in front of us. Let me move the damn car somewhere else. Let's see if I can find some shade around here. So the point I was trying to tell you guys is that if the fish are not there or the fish are not hungry, you're not gonna catch anything, okay? It's the same thing with the females, okay? In order for you to get laid, a woman have to be there, and they also have to be in the mood to get dicked down. Women have to be DTF, okay? Now, you guys out there who go to Starbucks, you know, you might go to places like the mall, shit like that. Women that go to Starbucks, they go to the mall, they're not there to get dicked down. They're there to focus on their retarded career and swipe right on Chad. You guys need to understand. Tinder fucked up the whole sexual dynamics, okay? You see, when a woman is sober, let me tell you something, okay, just so we can be absolutely clear, okay? The woman who will sleep with you from the pub when you got them drunk, they normally wouldn't sleep with you under any normal circumstance, okay? So, what happens with a lot of women, instead of going to the pub and having some guy who makes Bigfoot look good mounting her, she would rather stay home, swipe right on Tinder, and order Chad and Tyrone to come to her place, okay? This is why the vast majority of guys here in America are incels, because women are not going to the pub like they used to. Again, the number one way to get laid. Oh, look at the military helicopter flying right over the beach. No, you couldn't see it. That's fine. The number one way for guys who are not Chad, not Tyrone, to get laid is to get a woman drunk. Let me say that one more time. Throughout human history, the number one way for non-Chads, non-Tyrone, to get laid is to get woman drunk. With Scamarona and bars and pubs, you know, closed down, okay? So the women are not even there anymore. Secondly, women are on Tinder, so even though they might be DTF, they're not gonna swipe right on Mr. Incel. They're gonna swipe right on Chad and Tyrone. So this is why you guys out there are not getting laid. You're not getting laid because you're not getting woman drunk. That's the problem. I cannot stress this enough, guys. The number one way, I'm telling you as a cab driver, okay? The number one way for non-Chad, non-Tyrones to get laid is to get woman drunk. Now, I'm sure you all heard of Me Too, false rape accusations. Here's a pro tip, okay? This is a pro tip from me as a cab driver, okay? Now, again, 13 years ago, no Uber, no Tinder, no social media, okay? So, what happened 13 years ago when a guy gets a woman drunk and whisks her out the back door into the back of my cab, for example, okay? First of all, he would call by phone, okay? He doesn't give me his name, he doesn't give me his number. If he does give me a name, it's a fake name. So there's no way you can trace them back, okay? Number two, he tells me to drop him off, not at his house, but a couple of houses away. That way, I don't know where his house is at, okay? So he's totally anonymous. So, again, when the guy calls up from the bar, he has the bar doing the phone call, okay? The bar calls him up, and when the bars call, they usually say for customer. They don't say this cab is for Adam. No, they say cab for customer. So the bar makes a call, and you know what? Sometimes, guys, a lot of times, there are cabs outside of the bars already, okay? Back in the day, I remember, man, I'd park my cab on Riverside Boulevard outside of Pat's Cocktails. You know, I don't know if any of you guys ever been to North Hollywood, but Pat's Cocktails was a thing 13 years ago, and I'd park my cab out there at 145, man, and I can't tell you the number of time a guy would, like, fucking drag a drunk woman into my cab and be like, cabbie, let's go, cabbie. You know, it's kind of like fishing, man. You know, there are guys, you know, here in Florida, it's illegal to catch a snook outside of season or outside of a certain size. So a lot of these guys out there who catch a snook illegally, you know, they like take the snook, they like fucking hide it, and then they like, you know, scurry out to their car and then they take off, shit like that, you know. This is how guys are when they get a woman drunk and they take her home, you know, they put their coat over her. And they just take her to the first cab they see, they throw her in the back, and they're like, yalla cabbie, let's go. And they would have me drop them off a couple of houses away, that way I don't know what house they're at. There's really nothing that ties us to that person, you know. With Uber, if you order an Uber, for example, for your girl, they can track you down with Uber. But when you hail a cab or have somebody randomly call in a cab for you, they really can't track you down with it, you know? So, number one, you're being anonymous by taking a cab. And at the end of the night, when you're done fucking her, she's gonna be passed out. Guys, I can't tell you the number of times I get a call at, you know, 2:30, 3 in the morning. I go to a guy's place, and again, when these guys call, they usually call from a burner phone, or they call from, or they give us a fake number. Because you guys have to keep in mind, okay, when you call a cab company, the cab company knows your phone number. So a lot of people, when they take a girl from the bar and they fucked her, they would call from a burner phone. That way, you know, they really can't tie back their number. So, or they actually spoof their, I know there's some apps out there where you can spoof your number. So even though you're calling from your regular phone, the number the cab company sees is a different number. That way, you know, the cab company doesn't know who you are. So this is what a lot of these guys did. They would use burner phones, and obviously they would give us fake names, and they would have us meet them, you know, a couple of houses away or across the street. And then the guy would throw the drunk girl, you know, she'd be like, you know, she'd be like half undressed, because again, the guy just pretty much fucked the shit out of her. He would throw the girl in the back of my cab, and he'd be like, hey cabbie, here's $20, you know, like, let's say the fare is, well, first of all, you have to find out where the bitch lives, you know. The best way to find out where a bitch lives, guys, look up her driver license, okay? I can't tell you the number of times I would find, you know, the lost driver license, lost purse from a woman in my cab, because the guy who got the driver license from her to look up her address, you know, he would throw the driver license or her purse in the back of my cab. And obviously, you know, I'm not seeing any of that stuff that gets thrown into the back of my cab at fucking 3 in the morning. So I wake up, so when I go to drop off the cab, you know, at 7 in the morning, I'm like, oh shit, I got all this fucking, you know, driver license and purses from all these fucking drunk women. Because the guy, you know, to find out where the bitch lives, he obviously has to take out her driver license. So that's another pro tip for you guys out there. Find out where the bitch lives before you take her home. So you take her home, you fuck her in the ass, and then you call up a cab company, you call them up with a fake, with a burner phone, or spoof your number, you give them a fake name, you meet the cabbie one or two houses away, or, you know, on the corner street, such as Sepulveda and meet me on Sepulveda and Lancashire or some dumb shit like that, right? And then you would throw the girl in the back of the cab. Obviously, when you call up the cab company, they will give you an exact estimate. So let's say the bitch lives, you know, 3 to 4 miles away from you, right? Well, guess what? That's going to cost about $15 on the meter. So what a lot of these guys would do would be like, hey, cabbie, here's $20. Make sure my girl goes home safely. Guys, every motherfucking cab driver in the world knows when you pick up some half undressed woman at 3 in the morning, and some guy is like, hey buddy, here's 20 bucks, make sure she gets home safe, that's his way of telling you, don't tell her anything about me, okay? You see, the reason why false rape accusations, the reason why Me Too is on the rise today, because guys who get women drunk at the bar, they fuck them, then the next day, they're like, hey baby, remember me? And the girl is like, oh shit, this Quasimodo ugly looking motherfucker who makes Bigfoot look good got on top of me? Rape, rape, rape. This is what you guys have to understand. You have to cycle through women, okay? If you get a drunk girl from the damn bar, okay? You have to cycle through them. Don't go back to the same girl and be like, hey, baby, mom, I'm the guy who fucked your pussy yesterday at 2 in the morning and then threw you in the back of a cab. That's the best way to get yourself Me Too'd, okay? So what you guys want to do in this case is, you guys have to understand, okay? For people who are alcoholics, people who get drunk between 10 p.m. and 3 in the morning, they black out, okay? You know when somebody says, oh, I just blacked out? That means they don't remember what happened, okay? Between 10 p.m. and 3 in the morning, it's total blackout for alcoholics. They don't remember anything that happened, okay? So you can pretty much pick up a drunk girl from the pub, take her home, do all the nasty, nasty stuff to her, then throw her in the back of my cab, and then I take her to her place, you know. I open the door, she stumbles out, and I leave, because my job is to take you from point A to point B. Once you get the fuck out of my cab, it's over. My job is over, okay? So you guys out there who take these drunk girls from the bar, okay, you can do all the freaky deaky things to them between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. And when they wake up the next day, they have no idea what happened to themselves, you know. I can't tell you the number of times, man, girls would stumble out of my cab and then they would like fall asleep right there on the street. Hey, none of my business, man. My job is to take you from A to B. I'm not the police. I am not the paramedics, okay? You know, I'm not the rape scene investigator. I'm just a freaking cab driver who takes people from point A to point B. Once you get the fuck out of my cab, you are no longer my responsibility. I can't tell you the number of times where a woman would get out of my cab and she would fucking, you know, fall, you know, like right there on the damn sidewalk or on the front lawn, she'd like fall asleep. And you have to understand, guys, a lot of these people who get badly drunk like that, they're alcoholics and they know they're alcoholics. So when they wake up the next day, you know, 4 or 5 hours later, you know, they wake up at like 7, 8 in the morning, especially when the sprinkler comes on or the dog takes a pee on them, they know that, oh, I just got too drunk, I blacked out, oh well, you know, just another day in my pathetic life. The problem here is when you idiots try to holler back at these girls and be like, hey baby, I'm the guy who fucked you at the bar the other day, and she's like, oh shit, Quasimodo ugly looking motherfucker, rape, rape, rape. Now, just so we can be absolutely clear, I am not in any form or way telling anybody watching this video to slip your girl a little something something, whisk her out the back door of a pub, and put her in a cab, take her home, do freaky deaky things to her, then call up a cab, throw her half undressed in the back of a cab, I'm not telling you to do that because that's immoral, that's illegal. You should be prosecuted to the maximum extent of the law. You Indian guys out there, I understand. So, the point that I'm trying to get to you guys is that I am giving you a pro tip from a cab driver who has seen it all, okay? This is why you guys are not getting laid in 2022. Because of Scamarona, most pubs and clubs are closed, okay? Because of Tinder, a woman can order Chad and Tyrone directly to her place. So for all of you guys out there who want to get laid, okay, you gotta go to two places, okay? Either go to the local dive bar, like I told you, or you go to Las Vegas, okay? I've been to Las Vegas, okay? You know the old saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? It's very true. You see, a lot of girls who go out to Las Vegas, they're there to get dicked down. These girls are DTF. They are down to fuck, okay? So when you're in Vegas, because you guys have to understand, Vegas is a party town, okay? All these girls who go to all these clubs, MGM, Luxor, all these clubs in Vegas, they're not locals. These are women from all over the world, all over America. They're there to have fun, get dicked down, and then go home and say to their girlfriends, "Girl, I got so damn drunk, I blacked out at the pub." They're actually proud of getting of blacking out in Las Vegas. You know, that's how the FIFAs are, unfortunately. So this is why these PUAs tell you, "Oh man, pay me $4,000, $5,000, come out and meet me in Las Vegas." Now I'm telling you guys, you don't need to pay any motherfucker any money to talk to women, okay? So you guys out there watching this, okay, I don't know what the situation is in your town, if Scamarona has closed down all the bars, all the nightclubs, but for a lot of you guys out there, here's what I recommend for you guys out there to do. Go to Las Vegas, okay? Go to Las Vegas. Go to any of the MGM pubs, clubs, okay? Go in there around 1 o'clock and just walk around. Just walk around with a drink in your hand. I know a lot of you guys say, "Amar, if you don't drink, women don't like a guy who doesn't drink." Guys, St. Paul, non-alcoholic, it's beer, it's non-alcoholic beer. It looks like a motherfucking alcoholic beer, but it's not, okay? Bitches ain't gonna be looking at the label. And if you're worried about some dirty, dirty sharmuta looking at the label, simply tear the label off the damn bottle. Okay, now if you want to get smart, simply take the, simply pour the bottle into a glass, okay? Because the thing is, non-alcoholic beer looks exactly like alcoholic beer, okay? So bitches ain't gonna get smart, okay? That's just another pro tip from me to you, okay? So go to Las Vegas, go to one of those big-ass clubs on the strip around 1 o'clock at night and start walking around. Okay, you're there to have a good time, okay? You're there to have a good time and talk to a woman, okay? Don't go there with the idea, "I'm gonna get laid, I have to get laid," guys. That's a bad thing. When I went to Eastern Europe, I didn't get laid. You know, I didn't get laid in Eastern Europe because the bars, the clubs were closed because of Scamarona. So I talked to women over there, but you guys have to understand, I'm not there to get laid. I'm there to gather intel. And then when I go back to Eastern Europe, you know, in the summertime when Scamarona restrictions are pretty much gone, then that's when I can worry about getting laid or not, okay? So the first time you guys go to Las Vegas or any of these night dive bars or clubs, don't go there with the intent of, "I gotta get laid, I gotta get laid." You're there to have a good time. So walk around with your bottle of non-alcoholic St. Paul. It cost $3.50 plus $2.50 for a tip. That's, you know, I tip. You know, if somebody get, you know, if I buy a St. Paul non-alcoholic for $3.50, I tip $2.50, okay? So for $6, I have this non-alcoholic beer bottle in my hand, and bitches ain't the wiser. And again, if you want to get smart, simply pour the non-alcoholic beer in a glass, and bitches ain't gonna know what's up, okay? So go to any of these clubs on Las Vegas around 1 o'clock at night. Just walk around with the bottle in your hand, you know. Find a woman that's drunk and like, hey, where are you from? You know, nice dress. You just talk. You guys need to understand, a lot of you guys out there who have societal anxiety, I don't blame you, you know. If you go to Starbucks and you talk to a woman like, hey, and you're not Chad, you're not Tyrone, you know, she'll call you a creep and get you thrown out of the store, right? But the same girl, 12 hours later, she's fucking drunk at a nightclub or at a dive bar, you know. She's totally open to some guy talking to her because her judgment is gone. This is what you guys need to understand, okay? Once a woman's judgment is gone because she's drunk, then the whole Chad, Tyrone versus incel thing becomes mute. Again, cab driver, I've seen thousands of guys do this. Again, when I go to the dive bar in small town USA, I've seen guys who would make Bigfoot look good, make out with hot woman, and I'm like, how? Oh yeah, that's it. She's drunk. Guys, this is why in Islam you're not allowed to get drunk. You guys know that in Islam you're not allowed to drink alcohol. I, Amar Metwali, I'm 41 years old. I never drank alcohol in my life, and I never will, because I see firsthand how alcohol can fuck up people. Yet here I am telling you to take advantage of drunk woman. Again, I'm not telling anybody here to go to a dive bar, get a girl drunk, whisk her out the back door, throw her in the back of a cab, take her home, and do freaky deaky shit to her, then call up a cab, throw her in the back of the cab, half undressed and blacked out. I'm not telling anybody to do that, because that's illegal, it's haram, and you should get prosecuted to the maximum extent of the law. Indian guys, I understand. But I'm telling you all this just so you guys can understand that throughout human history, the number one way for non-Chads, non-Tyrones to get their dick wet is through the wrong woman, okay? The fact that because of Scamarona, a lot of pubs, a lot of nightclubs are not functioning, you are not dealing with drunk women. The drunk women are not there. Kind of, you know, if I go fishing right now and there's no fish out there, I have the best bait in the world. Means absolutely nothing if the fish ain't there. And with the advent of Tinder, women can go shopping for Chad and Tyrone, you know. If a woman is shopping for Chad and Tyrone, that's the equivalent of me going out there fishing with mullet, and the fish are pompano. You know, pompano, they eat shrimp, they eat sand fleas, but guess what? They don't eat mullet. So even though there might be fish out there, well, guess what? The fish ain't eating mullet, so I am out of luck. It's the same thing with Tinder, you know. If a girl is on Tinder, she's looking for Chad, she's looking for Tyrone, she's not looking for Mr. Incel. Coincidentally, guys, I know a lot of you guys out there, they say, yo, Amar, you go to a pub, women are drunk, how come you don't take this woman home with you, guys? How come I don't take this woman home with me? Guys, you need to understand, man. I'm a Talmid Chacham and Big Siddiq. You know, I can't come up here and tell you alcohol is haram, yet get a girl drunk and take her home with me. That, I mean, that's like, that's fucking immoral. Guys, if I'm gonna fuck a girl, it's because she wants my dick in her pussy. Not because she's fucking drunk. That's just how I operate. And this is why I am not desperate to get laid. A lot of guys out there, they tell me, oh, just go to Cancun, get yourself a drunk girl over there. Guys, I don't want drunk woman. I want women who are not alcoholics. I want a woman who genuinely wants my dick in her pussy, okay? I don't want... I don't want some alcoholic woman. That's just not who I am. And again, this video is not about you getting women drunk and doing freaky deaky things to them, even though under normal circumstance the woman wouldn't even look at you. This video is just to show you guys two things. That number one, the best way to get a woman for non-Chads, non-Tyrone, is to get them drunk. And number two, you're going to have a lot of PUAs coming into the manosphere telling you, hey man, give me $4,000, $5,000, you know, I'll take you out to Miami, I'll take you out to Las Vegas. Guys, I just gave you the secret for free, okay? The secret is very simple. Go to the dive bars, go to the clubs, talk to women who are drunk. That's what these PUAs are gonna do. You think these PUAs are gonna go up to a woman who is not drunk and be like, hey baby mama, my place or yours tonight? You know, hell no. They're gonna go up to the drunkest woman in the bar and they'll, you know, take her home. That's how these PUAs operate. And this is why a lot of PUAs are getting me too'd, and justly so. So again, before I end this video, guys, for all of you guys out there who have societal anxiety, for all of you guys out there who are scared of talking to women, for all of you guys out there who plan on paying some PUA, you know, $5,000, go to the local dive bar, or better yet, go to Vegas, go to one of the nightclubs, go there around midnight, get yourself St. Paul non-alcoholic drink, walk around, and talk to drunk woman. That is the secret. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!